Hello, and welcome to Alpine Valley Music Theater. You have arrived and are about to enter one of the best amphitheaters in the country. There are just 18 simple things you need to remember to keep the lines moving as smoothly, efficiently, and quickly as possible. Think of it as a quest, and it will be more fun. Many will play, few will win. First, be sure you've downloaded and saved your electronic ticket to your Apple or Google Wallet from the Live Nation or Ticketmaster apps before you get in line. Look for free fan Wi-Fi if you're having trouble with network connectivity. Next, we ask that you look up from your phone for a brief moment, take a deep breath, and survey the vast, beautiful landscape around you, remembering you are at one of the most iconic places to hear music in the country. Then please continue to listen and look up to read our signage near the gates. There are lanes for those of you with bags and lanes for those without bags. Please choose your lane wisely, and for those with bags and blankets, be ready to present them for inspection. If you have any items like medical equipment that may need special screening, please see a gate supervisor for assistance. But wait, there's more! Bags permitted are clear bags that are smaller than 12 by 12 by 6 inches in size, and small clutch-style purses and fanny packs, which we understand are now called sling bags, less than 6 by 9 inches in size and do not need to be clear. Any and all other bags, backpacks, European carry-alls, satchels, and totes will not be permitted and should be returned to your vehicles. Be sure all beverages have been consumed with containers thrown away prior to getting in line. As you prepare to walk through the security screening checkpoints, keep these things in mind. Please keep your pants, shorts, shoes, skirts, skorts, jorts, really tight and tapered thin pants, leggings, jeggings, kilts, joggers, capris, and other items on. Remove any hats to show us you aren't the clever one hiding that tall boy of PBR underneath. Do not raise your arms and walk at a normal pace. Raising your arms, tiptoeing slowly, slithering sideways, or trying to briskly walk through the security screen checkpoints just further raises suspicion that you are hiding something nefarious and may ultimately mean that we will single you out for not listening and you may be subject to a spot in the timeout corner of the venue. Do not remove cell phones, wallets, and keys from your pockets. You can also keep your previously inspected bags and small blankets intact when walking through as well. You do need to remove items like eyeglass cases and your prized money clips, but hey there, Daddy. Well, we know you like to flaunt that bunny clip engraved with your initials. You don't really need it anyway, as we're cashless inside the theater. Some of you who haven't listened closely or are trying to sneak in something may be subject to secondary screening, and we ask that you just relax, as our crew members with the rubber gloves are surprisingly gentle. Once you pass security screening, then get ready with your phone to either scan your ScanSafe barcode or tap your phone on the ticket scan pedestals. Screenshots, printouts, diagrams, sketches, and crew drawings are not going to work. Items permitted in the show today include factory sealed or empty water containers up to 1 gallon in size, food in a clear gallon size or smaller Ziploc bag, bags that meet our size and screening requirements, extra clothes, non-professional cameras, poster tubes, and audio recording equipment. Now let's go through a painfully long but not exhaustive list of items that will not be permitted into the theater today. Any of these items should be thrown away or returned to your vehicle. Prohibited items include all cans or bottles of any kind other than factory sealed or empty water bottles, non-approved bags, all chairs, backrests, inflatable chairs, pool floats, sofas, or related items, aerosol sprays like Deep Woods Off or Aquanet. We know your hair may never look the same, but trust us, you look great. Inflatable dance partners, clown costumes and foam fingers, large blankets and all tarps, filled or empty camelbacks, anyone named Eddie, Ellen, Clark, Edna, or Roy, umbrellas and strollers, rutabagas, kumquats, or other root vegetables including parsnips, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, wallet chains, pepper spray, tasers, scepters of doom, grenades, battle axes, brass knuckles, a bag of nickels, flamethrowers and slingshots, rubber chickens, bagpipes, bassoons and kazoos, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, noise-making devices like air horns and cowbell, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, banners, flags, and signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all items deemed to be unsafe by theater management or by the big man up at the gates that we know as the Snake Charmer or Zool, the Gatekeeper. Certain tech items are not permitted in the theater today, and besides not using them, will force you to have a conversation with those around you. Prohibited tech items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks, which are pretty cringeworthy, any drones or items that fly, and any other video recording equipment. If you have audio recording equipment, remember it cannot invade the aisles or the space of those seated around you or block the view of others, and you should enter at gate number one today. During your time with us, please remain respectful toward your fellow fans, our crew members, and the performers. If you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you'll be subject to eviction from the theater and possible arrest at our sole discretion. Other actions we frown upon include behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, remaining in areas for which you do not hold a valid ticket, attempting to enter restricted areas, or any other objectionable conduct, including throwing or attempting to throw anything at performers or onto the stage. In the words of the late Patrick Swayze, who played Dalton in the classic movie Roadhouse, be nice or it may force us not to be nice. For those with warehouse first entry emails, warehouse tickets, and fast lane tickets, listen up for some very important information on times and where to go. Warehouse first entry winners, please proceed to the small tent between gate number 1 and the VIP gate to get your numbered wristband. Have the email you received with your number ready. Warehouse first entry lineup will begin at 4 o'clock at gate number 1. You must be in the proper order and in line at gate number 1 no later than 5:25 p.m. Anyone arriving after this time will line up with standard warehouse ticket holders. There will be no exceptions, there will be no whining, and there is no crying at Alpine Valley. If you have regular warehouse tickets or Live Nation Fastlane tickets, please proceed through security screening near gate number 1 to line up for early entry before the standard gate opening time of 5:30. For everyone else, you're still very special, but you can use any gate you wish to enter the theater. Gates will open at 5:30, the show begins at 7 o'clock. Those with specialty tickets such as Pit, Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with accessible seats. Be aware that those tickets may be scanned again inside the theater with a wristband being issued for these special areas. If you have a pit ticket and wristband, please enter the pit area using the outermost aisles of the seated area. Do not enter the pit using the center aisles. A few other important reminders for today include smoking and vaping is not permitted in reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. If you choose to smoke in lawn areas, you must do so without disturbing or annoying those around you. Overnight parking, vending, and the use of fireworks are all strictly prohibited. Only those with camping wristbands will be permitted to enter the campground area. Alpine Valley does not lend out towels, even if your car just hit a water buffalo. And once you've left the theater, re-entry is not permitted. Exits and emergency exits are clearly marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you've settled in, please make note of the nearest exits, emergency exits, and areas of safety for severe weather, keeping in mind that some of these exits and areas may be behind you. In the event of an emergency or approaching severe weather, remain calm and follow the instructions of theater staff, law enforcement, and tour personnel. Listen to all public address announcements and watch the video screens for further instructions. If you need assistance at any time, please see a crew member, and remember your seats, blankets, and those around you are not approved flotation devices. The red zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no parking in the white zone. You stay classy, thanks for stopping by, and enjoy today's show featuring David John Matthews. Good luck, and we just want to let you know we're all counting on you.